堂听 class.com。
Exercise 1. Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. You must be pretty excited about your trip to Europe. When is it that you are leaving?
In just a week, and I am excited. But there are still a few things I need to do before I go.
Like what?
Like renewing my passport, going to the travel agency to buy my plane ticket,and figuring out what to do with my apartment while I am gone.
You are not going to give it up, are you?
No way. I'll never find another apartment around here. But I don't like the idea of paying 3 months' rent on an empty apartment either.
I don't blame you. Perhaps you could sublet it.
Yes, but to who?
Let me think. Oh, I know just the person.An old colleague of mine, Jim Thomas, is coming here to do some research this summer, from June to August.
That's exactly when I'll be away. It sounds ideal, as long as the landlord agrees.
Tell you what, I'll be calling Jim this week anyway, so I'll mention it to him then.
Well, thanks, Bill. Let me know what happens. That extra money will really come in handy.
Questions 1 through 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard.1. What does the woman need to do at the travel agency?
2. How long will the woman be in Europe?
3. How does the man know Jim Thomas?
2. Wake up, Eric. Time to rise and shine.
Huh? Oh, hi, Jane.I must have fallen asleep while I was reading.
You and everyone else. It looks more like a campground than a library.
Well, the dorm is too noisy to study in, and I guess this place is too quiet.
Have you had any luck finding a topic for your paper?
No. Professor Grant told us to write about anything in cultural anthropology. For once, I wish she hadn't given us so much of a choice.
Well, why not write about the ancient civilization of Mexico?You seem to be interested in that part of the world.
I am, but there is too much material to cover. I'll be writing forever, and Grant only wants 5 to 7 pages.
So then limit it to one region of Mexico. Say the Yucatan. You've been there, and you said it's got lots of interesting relics.
That's not a bad idea. I brought plenty of books and things back with me last summer that would be great resource material. Now if I could only remember where I put them.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Four. What was the man doing when the woman approached him?
Five. What seems to be the man's problem? Six. What's known about Professor Grant?
7. Why doesn't the man want to write about the ancient civilizations of Mexico?